This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This poem's an elegy, for the wonderful American poet William Matthews, who was just a really witty, erudite, brilliant poet. But there's also some references in this one to Scrabble. And a brilliant Scrabble player, you get a thing called bingo, where you get 50 bonus points for being on two triple letters at once. It's almost impossible to do. But this one takes place in an airport bar in New England. Scrabble with Matthews. Jerboa on a triple. I was in for it, my zither on a double looking feeble as a promising first book. Oedipal and reckless, my scheme would fail. Keep him a couple drinks ahead, and perhaps the muse would smile upon me with some S's and some blanks. January, Vermont. Snowflakes teased the windows of the Burlington Airport bar. The waitress tallied tips and channel surfed above the amber stutter of the snowplow's light. It couldn't keep up either. Visibility to zero, nothing taking off, and his dulcimer before me, 50 bonus points for bingos, like a cautionary tale. The night before I'd been his warm-up act, the audience of expensive preppies doubling to 20, when he shambled to the podium to give the marshal and his then-new poems. Why do you write something nobody reads anymore? Queried one little trust fund in a blazer. Because I'm willing to be honestly confused and honestly fearful. Il miglior fabbro, a.k.a. Prez, sweet and fitting honorifics he has left upon the living's lips. Sweet and fitting, too, that I could know the poems much better than the man, flawed as I am told he was. Connoisseur of word root and amphibrach, of Coltrane solo and of California reds, of box score and Horatian loss, his garrulousness formidable, and masking a shyness I could never penetrate, meeting him would always find me tongue-tied, minding my P's and Q's, the latter of which I could not play, failing three times to draw a U. The dead care nothing for our eulogies. This he wrote many times and well. And yet I pray his rumpled daemonian shall guide our letters forward as they wend the snow-white notebook leaves, the stanzas scrolling down the laptop screens. Game after game, and the snow labored on. Phalanx, bourboned whiteout, and the board aglow as he'd best me again and again. Kintar and prosody, the runway lights enshrouded, and the wind, end quote, shook the panes.